Well, hello, Bob Dendry here. Welcome back to the channel. I'm here for Fresh Friday, playing a little game called Future Cop LAPD. Let's get playing and we'll talk about it as we play.
You're making this too easy. They're mine. All mine.
So, what's this Future Cop LAPD game, you might ask? Well, it's one of the favourite games of my childhood, personally. I would certainly put this on the level of... obviously, I've talked about the original Tomb Raider game. Metal Gear Solid, as well, was one of my favourite PS1 games. And I think this is in that top three.
Defend your master. I'll see you in hell.
So, a bit about Future Cop LAPD. It was released in 1998. It was originally going to be part of the Strike series, which was a popular series of games at the time, including such games as Desert Strike, Soviet Strike, Nuclear Strike. That series of games. This was originally going to be called Future Strike. However, a change was made to switch it to a standalone franchise with this third-person viewpoint that we see compared to what the Strike series was doing at the time, which was more of an isometric type design. And it was the first game by a studio called EA Redwood Shores. Now, you might not have heard of EA Redwood Shores, but I'm sure you've heard of Visceral Games. Well, this was their first game. So they went on to make such games as the Lord of the Rings Return of the King game, which I think is a absolutely fantastic and groundbreaking game. They also did the Dead Space series, Battlefield Hardline, and unfortunately in 2017 they actually closed. But yeah, this is where it all started for Visceral. The basic campaign in the game, which is called Crime War, is the story of you being a rookie cop taking on the responsibility of running with a brand new piece of tech the LAPD was using called X1 Alpha, which is what we're playing as right now. And in the words of the game, you take on a whole lot of bad guys, including mutants, cyborgs, gangsters, etc. Precinct Assault, which we're playing now, was basically put in at the end of the game as more of a... sort of a last minute thing. I guess they maybe had space left or something like that. But look, make no mistake, Precinct Assault is where the fun in this game is.
Outpost one taken by Red Team.
And it's interesting, if you look at the features of Precinct Assault, you might be reminded of another genre of games. So let's look at what Precinct Assault's all about. So you control a single hero unit, being X1 Alpha.
You have
small tanks and aircraft, what you might call creeps, who go out and either defend your base or go to take on the enemy and destroy their base. You have an announcer, which you might have heard at times when it announced that I had taken a control of an outpost. And in the PC version, you actually have online play as well, which we're playing PC version, but we're playing single player, as I do not have any friends. So when you're thinking of those things I've just highlighted, what do you think of? And I can almost guarantee you think of a MOBA. And some people have said that this game was actually the first MOBA, and I mean, thinking about it, they're probably not wrong.
Is that the best you can do?
And I mean, we have a whole lot of games like League of Legends, like Dota. You know, I'm playing a lot of Pokemon Unite at the moment, which is a MOBA as well, and some people postulate that this was actually the first MOBA made. And I'm out of ammo. I think it's so unfortunate that there was never a sequel made to this game.
Like, it
reviewed well. It was critically, you know, a successful game critically. However, it just did not make sales. I believe a figure I've seen thrown out is that they sold 200,000 copies of this game. And Sky Captain very aptly has, you know, let me know in his dissatisfaction at the low sales of this game. Across the years, you know, I sort of follow the community. It's not a massive community from this game because it is very much a cult sort of game. But I do follow the community, and there's been a number of sort of people who've attempted to have a go at remaking this game, or promising to remake this game over the years. There was a game a few years ago, I believe it's called Capricorn 7, that was very much aiming to be a spiritual successor to this game. But I think they ended up running a Kickstarter, but didn't get anywhere near their target, and sort of abandoned it after that. But I'm aware as well of a game at the moment called, I believe it's called Severed Moon, which is once again aiming to be that sort of spiritual successor, which is in active development. I'm actually on the Discord server and I'm quite liking what I'm seeing there. So hopefully they can continue. I think it's a one-man game at the moment, but hopefully they can continue along and hopefully have some success getting it to market, because I would absolutely buy a successor to this game, and Severed Moon looks really good, what they've been doing so far.
I live again!
At the moment we're playing a map called Urban Jungle, which is set up as basically like a training level. It's small, and it's reasonably simple. We're going to try and hopefully finish this level off now, and move on to, you know, one of the much cooler levels. Not to say that this one isn't cool. About to be destroyed, I think. There we go.
Enemy within blue base perimeter.
But yeah, the way to win a level of Precinct Assault is to have one of your tanks or your Dreadnought enter the enemy base, which has actually just happened now and I didn't see it. But you can see we've got our Dreadnought circling their base, and that means we win.
Defend your master. Beginner's luck. Try to take me this time. They're mine. All mine.
So, here we are at the Proving Grounds. This is a much larger, it's not a mirrored level, it's a little bit more asymmetric. And it really, you know, increases sort of the grit factor.
Yes.
On each level in Precinct Assault, you do have up to 10 difficulty levels. Oh, for some reason I thought I destroyed that turret. You know, which goes from 1 up to 10 in terms of difficulty. Sky Captain, who's the AI that you come up against if you're playing one player, at level 1, very easy to defeat. Like, you can easily rush the base and pretty much immediately win. When you're getting up towards level 10, well, he's very, very hard. He's, you know, a lot more responsive to situations. He has a lot more health. I believe his weapons get upgraded as well. Sort of up to level 5 or so, it's reasonably easy to beat him. I'm on level 2 at the moment, improving grounds.
Go forth, my minions.
It's a little bit of a mission to get this game working on Windows 10. So the installer for the game will not run on 64-bit versions of Windows. So there's a fantastic wiki called the PC Gaming Wiki, which I'll leave a link to the page for this game on that wiki, but it actually provides a modified installer that will actually run on 64-bit. So I use that to get this game installed. You also need to use DG Voodoo or another similar wrapper. I believe this game runs on DirectX 8, so you need a wrapper to get it working on 9. And as always, I'm using Rewasd or Rewasd, however you want to say it, to allow me to play this game with a controller. So obviously I played this as a kid on PS1, and the PC controls are, you know, to say the least, obtuse. This is pre-WASD being like the standard control scheme. So it's a bit zany. I think you control the walker with like the numpad and stuff like that, so it's a bit weird. Sky Captain, we have like a sliver of health left.
Again.
So we're gonna go get 20 tanks out and probably 20 helicopters as well, so we've got that defense screen of the base. This is also my first video using my new audio recording setup that I've just invested in. So up until now I was using a cheap ass $30 condenser mic from Amazon, which, you know, did all right, but there was so much noise, so much so it was quite difficult to work with. So I picked up an AT2035 from Audio Technica, and I've also picked up a Yamaha mixer / interface, which seems to be a lot nicer. There's a lot less noise, so hopefully voice will be much better.
Can't run forever. Death I live again! Oh my, that's going to leave a nasty little mark.
Enemy within Red Base perimeter.
Ooh, so Sky Captain's just taken over an outpost. Outpost 4, which I'm going to assume is one close to us. I don't know if I've spoken about the... Oh no, he's actually taken one close to him. I don't know if I've spoken about the whole mechanic of the outposts. So... To win the game, obviously, you need to get your tanks from your base to the enemy's base, which are on opposite sides of the map, obviously, and leaves them very much open to being picked off by enemies. Now, what you can do instead, an option, you can actually buy an outpost.
Defend your master.
Which can be either close to your base or close to an enemy base, but it's generally preferable to purchase an outpost near the enemy base, and you can actually send tanks out from there. There's some...
I'll see you in hell.
There's some drawbacks to that approach. You need to dish out 30 points to purchase the base, which you get 1 point for destroying an enemy turret or tank, and 10 points for destroying the enemy player. And tanks you send out from the outpost, compared to in your base, where you pay 1 point per tank you purchase, you actually need to pay 2. So it's double the cost, so it can be good, but it's... definitely a balancing act you need to consider. Looks like we will be able to win this round. Perfect, there we go.
I don't believe it.
And just before we finish off with this video, you know, I'd be mad to not show you this level of precinct assault. This is a map called La Cantina. It is a PC exclusive map. So this isn't in the PlayStation version, which most people have probably played. In terms of the map itself, it's a very small map. You know, you can pretty much come out of your base and walk straight up to the enemy base. But it's, you know, it's a cool little unique part of the game that isn't in, obviously, what most people have experienced, so I thought I'd give it a play. Yeah, like, as you can see, we obviously get, our tanks are still getting taken out here, but they've pretty much come straight out of our base and have driven straight up to the enemy base. We might buy this outpost.
Outpost 4 taken by...
That was foolish.
Enemy within blue base perimeter.
I live again!
Enemy within blue base perimeter. Enemy within blue base perimeter. Blue base is under attack.
Fly, my beauties.
Enemy within blue base perimeter. Enemy within blue base perimeter. Blue base. Destroyed. Blue base turret destroyed.
I live again.
Blue base
base is under attack. Enemy within blue base perimeter. Enemy within blue base perimeter.
I live again.
Blue base is under attack. Blue base turret destroyed. Enemy within blue base. Blue base is destroyed.
Oh, nice. Looks like we just snuck in there.
Blue base is under attack.
Well, there it is. So that is Future Cop LAPD for you. This is a bit of a shorter video, but I think it demonstrates pretty well how good this game mode is and how sort of similar it is to what we'd call a MOBA these days. If you've enjoyed this video, please leave a like. If there are any other sort of classic or older games you'd like me to play, please let me know, because I'm quite open to playing older games, especially ones of this sort of mid to late 90s era when I was a kid. I think with Fresh Friday what I'm going to try and do is alternate between newer games and older games like this. So I'm not sure what we'll play next week, but it'll probably be something a bit newer than this. But other than that, on Monday we'll be back in Natla's Mines for our Tomb Raider playthrough. On Tuesday we'll have our next Transport Fever video. Wednesday back to Tomb Raider again. And Friday we'll be back with another Fresh Friday game to be determined. So please leave a like and also subscribe to the channel if you want to see more. And until next time, see you later.